Flyers Daily with Jason Martinez.
All right, here we go. Brand new Flyers Daily for the 24th of March, 2024. Flyers Daily, as always, presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live. It's been a while. It's been a while since the Philadelphia Flyers got a regulation win over the Boston Bruins. In the pregame show, or during the pregame show yesterday, Brian Smith, myself, and Chris Therrien were talking about the Flyers' struggles against the Boston Bruins over the last number of years. And Bundy used the term, enough is enough. And enough was enough yesterday as the Flyers get a 3-2 win in what was a very tight hockey game and kind of the tale of two different games. You had the first two periods where I thought there was very little room to maneuver out there for both teams. I thought the puck support in the first and second period for both teams was just on point. There was very little space or time for either team to make plays. Not a high shot volume after two periods of play. I think the shots after the second period were 13-12 in favor of the Flyers. But then they pound 16 shots in the final period. And Boston only 8 shots in the final period. Flyers out, shoot them 29-20. And what was a game where John Tortorella talked about it post-game. He loves the way his team played in the third period. I thought they played a really strong third period on Thursday in the overtime loss against Carolina. And I thought they played a really good, strong third period in this game against Boston yesterday as well. And they come out of it with two very massively, hugely, I don't know, whatever other adjective you want to use, important 2 points in the standings. Let's get to the particulars. 18-15 into the second period, the Flyers finally get the first goal of this game, and it comes on the power play on what you would deem as a bit of a broken play. Yeah, Flyers working the puck around, getting some good looks on the power play. Scott Laughton eventually slips a puck to Tyson Forster, right where you want Forster to shoot the puck from, right in the middle of the ice. But Forster kind of whiffs on it a little bit, gets a piece of it, and that kind of pushes the puck, for lack of a better term, to Travis Konecny, who then gets an opportunity on Linus Allmark. Allmark makes the initial save with the right pad, but the puck goes off the pad, off his blocker arm, and into the net. Flyers will take it. They're up 1-0. Konechny's 29th of the season. Power play goal. Forster and Laughton pick up the assist. And that's how we'd enter the third period of this game. Flyers leading 1-0 after 40. Now, we know that the numbers in the NHL when you trail going into the third period aren't good, and they've been a struggle for Boston as well. In 19 games this season, the Bruins are 2-14-3 when going into the third period trailing. Flyers, when going into the third period with the lead, 21-2-2. So it's leaning the Flyers' way here for a change against the Boston Bruins. But the Bruins, being the Bruins, get the game tied at 10-19 to the third when Justin Brazeau is able to get in on Sam Harrison, kind of outstretch him, if you will, and tuck it in behind him. Yegor Zamula gets caught watching the puck a little too much here. Little moment of indecisiveness puts Brazeau in, and he gets the game tied at 1. But then at 15-16, once again, it's Travis Konecny. I thought this was a really savvy play. If I was kind of measuring the goal, this would be one that Allmark would want back. But there's something that in particular that happens on this play that makes it a much more difficult save for Linus Allmark. And there's a little bit of scorer's intuition at play. Now, what do I mean? Owen Tippett's coming up, gets the puck up the ice to Morgan Frost. Morgan Frost then comes into the zone with Konecny trailing him on the left side. Frost does a really important thing is he kind of drives the defender back a little bit by going hard to the net after he gives up the puck. And it's something that he did on that goal against Toronto where he dropped off the puck to Tippett and drove in, got behind the Leaf defense, and then went between the legs and got the goal on that occasion. On this occasion, he drives in and kind of sucks the defender back a little bit. And then Travis Konecny uses Frost and the defender to his benefit. And he does something which is what I call the scorer's intuition. He notices, and I don't even know if TK would verbalize this, but I think that guys that can score goals in the NHL at a high level, and TK's at that because this is the 30th of the season, have this intuition of where a goalie is vulnerable based on their read, which I don't even think sometimes they know they're doing it. In this situation, as that traffic of the Bruins defender and Frost comes through, Ullmark has to lift to look around the screen. So where does Travis Konechny shoot the puck? He shoots it through the screen and on the ice. We've talked about this before. When a goalie lifts, it now makes it a longer journey for him to get the pads down on the ice and seal the along-the-ice shot. And Konechny realizes it. He's lifted. I shoot low. Boom. It's showing me to shoot low in that situation. I think scorer's intuition picks up on that. It's just an extra sensory perception that they have. He picks up on the lift, and when he sees the lift, he shoots along the ice. I think scorer intuition plays a role when a goalie is loaded on his right leg to push to his left. They know that as soon as that push begins and the load happens, to shoot to the right, not the left. So I think those things are in play, and Konechny's got the scorer's intuition, and he takes advantage of that extra sensory perception of scorer's intuition right there on that goal. Gives the Flyers the 2-1 lead. Boy, I made a lot out of that goal. Anyway, 16-12, though, 56 seconds later, it says Danton Heinen again gets the game tied, and we've got a 2-2 game, under 4 minutes to go, 3 minutes and 48 seconds left in the game. But at 18:31, the Flyers just keep pushing. They never backed off from pushing in the period, and that's why they won the game. Sometimes you can sit back against a team like Boston, especially in this situation, where you go, okay, we'll play for overtime. We'll get a point, and we'll take our chances from there. Flyers didn't do that. They kept pushing the pace, being who they've been all season long, and eventually Ryan Poehling gets the puck up the left side to Tyson Forster. This is his off wing. It's a right-hand shot. He's going down the left side. And the ability that Forster has, we've talked about his release, but hold that for a second. The ability he has to get the puck from his backhand to his forehand into the net is why he scores the goal. Because it's a quick move across the body, then the snap off the toe of the blade, and he goes crossbar, post, corner, goal. Flyers win the game 3-2. But it's that ability to get it from the backhand to the forehand that quickly, which is what throws Ullmark off his mark just enough for him to beat him. And I've talked about it ad nauseum all year. I want this guy, Tyson Forster, shooting the puck more. Earlier in that game, he wrung one off the post on a shot right along the ice, inside of the post too. So I want to see more shooting from Tyson Forster. He now is second in the NHL for rookies in goals scored. He's got 18. And Connor Bedard's got 21. Now, Bedard missed some games, but still, really good performance and a great shot from Tyson Forster. At Spunky41182, Anthony tweeted me and said, "Hey, Jason Mert, you said it best about Forster. Just rip it." He said, "Now it's potted a regulation winner over Boston." And that is the point with him. Just rip shots. Like, he has an incredible release. It's a precise shot, it's heavy, and it is a game winner against the Boston Bruins, and the Flyers grab two incredibly important points. I thought Adam Yining, by the way, and Ronnie Attard, once again, very good in the game. Very good. Out there doing some PK work. They look just solid in there. I thought that it wasn't Yegor Zamula's best game, but I thought Eric Johnson was really good in the game. And he makes a play to spring Scott Laughton on a breakaway late in the first period. He has that ability to sprawl on the ice and cover a lot of ground. But he doesn't just sprawl on the ice and think that's enough. He's got a very active stick when he falls. That's something that players that come into the NHL, they may be able to sprawl on the ice to take away a passing lane, but they don't have the institutional knowledge to also have an active stick. And you can fight with that stick even though you're sprawled out. Eric Johnson does. Real good performance out of him as well. I thought Sam Harrison was fantastic in the game. Also made some really big saves. And for just the fourth time this season, David Pastrnak has gone back-to-back games without a point. Flyers held him to one shot on goal in this game. Pastrnak leads the NHL in shots on goal. He is a guy that lets it rip from anywhere, early, often, and tons of pucks to the net. Flyers were all over him. They played as a shadow for David Pastrnak in this game. He had an assist in the game last week and had two shots on goal. So in the last two games they faced him, three shots on goal, one assist for David Pastrnak. A big part of this juggernaut we talked about is being able to mitigate the damage of the opposition top players. Really good performance in the two games, and in particular yesterday's game against David Pastrnak. Like I said, he leads the NHL on shots on goal. He's one of the elite goal scorers in the league. He's got 343 shots. Nathan MacKinnon is second in the league with 341. Great job on Pastrnak by the Flyers. And that took a collective effort. It's not just the D defending. This is the five-man unit defending. And I thought they defended really well. Okay, now to the other point. Sean Couturier, back in the lineup. I thought he had a really strong game as well. I thought he created some things offensively. I thought his line was really good defensively with Noah Cates and Ule Liksell. And I thought it was a real strong performance. And I was just glad to see him back out there and playing, you know, an important role for this team. This team needs Sean Couturier. And it was a distraction, the story of the scratching and everything, and criticized and talked about, and rightfully so. He played 13:09 in the game. He had one shot on goal, and I thought he was just strong in the game. He was 5,500 in the faceoff circle, but I thought it was a really good performance for Sean Couturier, and great to see him back out there. So with that said, let's get to the conversation with the aforementioned Sean Couturier. I had a chance to catch up with him after the win, 3-2 over the Bruins. Flyers post game after an enormous 2 points against the Boston Bruins with Flyers captain Sean Couturier. First of all, it felt great to be back out.
Yeah, definitely. I thought all game was tight. Some kind of really playoff hockey, if you think about it. It's going to be tight. There's going to be, some downs at some times, whether you weather the storm. And I thought we did a good job staying under control.
Coots, that game was kind of exactly your game. No quarter given, no quarter taken. In that game, there was very little ice to take in the game, and great puck support. Really a diligent performance by you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I think, they're a really good team. Obviously, they're up in the standings for a reason, and we know we're a good team, too. We just can't force anything. We've got to be patient, stick to our structure, and tonight was a great example of just, like I said, just back and forth, tight hockey, and, we fought hard to get those bounces at the end.
You go up 2-1 late in the second period. They score and tie it right away, and you're going, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. Talk about the shot from Tyson Forsa, though, to give you the lead and give you the win.
Yeah, great shot. But, I mean, there's no panic on the bench, really. We're just getting ready for next shift. Like I said, it's playoff hockey. Those kind of back and forth bounces are going to go happen. It's about us just being strong mentally and be ready to go on the next shift, and we responded pretty well.
Coach, you've been fighting to get back to playing in this situation, games that mean so much late in the year with a playoff push against top teams in the league in front of these fans, and the building is just packed today and there's a vibe around it. This is what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's what we play for. It's been a while, so definitely exciting. And just happy to be out there. It felt great to hear those Coots support off the starting lineup. So, just happy to be back and help in any way I can.
Coots, welcome back. Thanks for doing this. And just go enjoy the win with your teammates.
Yep, thank you.
All right, there he is. Flyers captain Sean Couturier for the Philadelphia Flyers. Getting back into the lineup after two healthy scratches. Great to see Coots and the captain back out there. And they'll be back out there again coming up tonight. It's Florida tonight. Florida, at the time of taping here, 9:46 p.m. They're playing the New York Rangers. Their puck drop was 8 o'clock. Flyers' puck drop was 1 o'clock. 7-hour rest difference for the Philadelphia Flyers. And the Florida Panthers in New York to take on the Rangers. Obviously, two top teams in the Eastern Conference. Two teams that are going to be trying to get their way to the Cup. The game is tied at 2 with 4 minutes to go in the second period at the time of taping. So we'll see what the result is. But a couple questions for the game going into today. Sam Harrison saw 20 shots in the game. Do you consider going back-to-back with Harrison? Usually I would say no, especially in a week where he played Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Maybe I could go to Harrison again coming up today, 6 o'clock against the Florida Panthers. I'm not averse to it. It's a conversation. The load yesterday was not insanely high. There wasn't a ton of power play time for Boston. Usually that's a team that works you pretty good. All things considered, it wasn't a massive exertion load game for Sam Harrison. So maybe you could get away with it. Plus, I like the way he's playing. And the fact that I believe he was in that both times they've beat Florida this year. Yeah, he was. 2-1 wins on the road. So that would be something I would look at for today. We'll see if there's any other lineup changes. Sometimes 3 and 4 or back-to-backs, you will have some lineup changes to get some fresh legs in there. I imagine we'll see the same exact lineup come up today. By the way, the Islanders also beat the Winnipeg Jets 6-3. They end their skid. But they don't make up any ground on the Flyers. That's why the points are huge. So here's where the situation is right now in this race to the playoffs. Flyers now through 71 games, just 11, can you believe it? 11 games left in the season? Are you kidding me? 11 games left, 36-26-9, 81 points, 4 points up on the Caps. Caps have 2 games in hand. The New York Islanders got that win yesterday. They have 1 game in hand, but are 6 points back. To get that win over Boston was huge. 2 more points up for grabs against Florida today. Boy, if they could come out of this weekend with 4 points out of a possible 4 points, what a boffo weekend that would be for the Flyers. We'll recap it coming up tomorrow with Bill Meltzer. So join us then on a Monday edition of Flyers Daily.